Okay, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary J. Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. So this gathering here happens each first Friday of the month at noon, and it's just an opportunity for us to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of our planet. And I get different people facilitating this call each month, and I'm really hoping that more and more things will be available to support this effort because the waters of our planet desperately need our help. So I want to thank each of you very much right now for being here and participating in this really important work. I want to share, too, this morning I got an email from, I don't know if you know, the Indian mystic by the name of Sadhguru. But I got an email this morning saying starting September 3rd, he's going to be driving across 16 states in India to create awareness about the dire situation of our rivers. And so they have a website called rallyforrivers.org. So I thought, wow, it's beautiful to see that, there's this movement happening right now in India, and things keep popping up around the planet. So we just got to stay focused on this. So I'm really excited to introduce today's facilitator, Takara Scheller. She's a best-selling author, an award-winning speaker, an engineer, and a consultant. And, Takara helps people really step into their true magnificence and to align with the divine and stay in perpetual flow with the universe. Takara also was the creator of the book Dolphins and Whales Forever, and I'm really happy to have been part of that project and, to get to know her. And we've got other people that are in that book on the line as well, like Linda and David. So Takara's also the author of several other books, including the best-selling Peering Through the Veil, The Step-by-Step Guide to Meditation and Inner Peace. So she's a really busy lady. She's created the Dancing Dolphin Sacred Healing Oils and Mists, and she has a Dancing Dolphin training program, and she's been leading water meditations for planetary healing each spring and fall equinox since 1998. So she's really committed to this mission. And if you'd like to read more about her or see any of her programs, her website is MagnificentU, and that's a capital U, the letter U, .com. So, Takara, thank you so much for agreeing to be here today and leading this meditation. I'm really excited to see where you'll take us. And if there's anything new you're doing that you'd like to let people know about, go ahead and let them know right now before you begin the meditation.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm deeply honored to be part of this once again. I've done it a few times in the past, and it's just deeply honoring to have been chosen by the Dolphins to be an ambassador, to work with the waters, to be in that space of flow and divine love and kind of the Dolphin consciousness. So in that capacity, if they ask me to do something, I do it. So here we are. Something I'd like to let everyone know about, she mentioned that I do the global meditations every spring and fall equinox. So at fall equinox, once again, we are doing this golden dolphin energy healing meditation that I offer that also does healing for all the oceans, but it also raises the vibration of all the water in your own body. So it's sort of an ascension process and an evolutionary process for humanity as well as the ocean. So if you'd like to join in for that, you can just go to that website, magnificentu, magnificent letter U, .com, and go to events, and it's listed there how to participate. That's really all I want to share with about right now. I mean, I have a ton of things going on, but that's, you know, not relevant to what we're doing here. So I think it's time to just get into the right space to be as one in divine consciousness and oneness, to assist the oceans, to assist all of the waterways of the earth. And so what I'd like us to do just for a moment is to just start focusing on our breath, breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth, if that's comfortable. And as you're doing this, slowing your breath down and just consciously breathing in through your nose, gently out through your mouth, breathing in love, light, and joy, breathing out all the worries, all the cares, all the stress of the day, breathing in single-pointed focus, clarity, beauty, wisdom, breathing out anything that's got you thinking about anything other than this moment, breathing in love, breathing out stress. And as you breathe in, what I want you to start imagining or thinking about is the top of your head and your crown chakra, the top of your pranic tube. And I want you to see it acting like the blowhole on a dolphin or a whale. Because where they breathe on their own body is very much how we breathe pranically, the energy, the divine light that we have access to. So when you breathe in, I want you to see that thing open. And as you bring out, I want you to see it close again. And start imagining yourself breathing like a cetacean. It will assist you in getting into connection with their vibration, their consciousness. And as we slow ourselves down and really come into now, I want you to focus on your heart and think of something that you are grateful for. Continue to breathe in, seeing that opening in your pranic tube like a dolphin, and then breathing out and seeing it close again. Opening up and closing. Consciously, the opening to the pranic energy flow within your body, allowing that to expand for you, allowing that to connect you to the cosmos, to the ocean, to the cetaceans, to the star nations, and your own star of origin. It is your connection. Consciously breathing. And as we're here gathered from all over the globe, I want to call in all of our higher selves and our guides into this moment with us. We call in the dolphins. We call in the whales. We call in the dolphin angels. We specifically call in the overlighting deva of the oceans and the water elementals, the sisterhood and brotherhood of light, and all the other beings of light in the divine path who wish to be present here with us in this moment, assisting us in playing a role, holding a frequency, holding a focus of intention and love for healing and harmony within the oceans, within ourselves. I want you to imagine yourself standing on the shore, wherever that might be. You can imagine yourself in the tropics on a beautiful beach with wonderful warm sand under your feet and the sun shining. Or you could see yourself standing knee-deep in water in Houston. Or you could see yourself on the far shores on a blustery day in the northern Atlantic somewhere. See yourself wherever your soul is guiding you to be in this moment, mentally, focused on that location. And wherever that is, feel it, sense it. See it in your mind's eye if that's possible for you. If you're more of a feeling or hearing person, hear the wind. Hear the seagulls. Hear the whale off the shore blowing as it breathes. Or seeing the dolphin leap and feeling that giggle begin to rise from within you as you witness it. If you're in the North Atlantic or you're in somewhere where it's raining or it's cold, feel that with your body. And if you're in the tropics and it's beautiful, feel the sun on your skin. Smell the fresh salt air. And wherever it is that you find yourself, I want you to see the heavens above you opening up and a column of light coming down around you. A giant column of golden white light coming down from above, larger than you are in diameter, in width. And even if you reached your arms out, straight out, as wide as you could, even the tips of your fingers would still be inside this column of golden white light. So you are completely engulfed, infused, bathed in this golden white energy. And as you see it coming down and you sense it around yourself, see it also going into the earth, anchoring, bringing healing light into the space. And now what I want you to imagine also is that this column of white light is actually coming down through a capstone in a magnificent temple. I call it the Temple of Magnificence. It is a pyramid shape. So as you look up, and if you're in a beautiful, wherever you are, we're going to see this pyramid as made of glass. So you can still see everything around you. You're still part of, it's not really tangible physical glass, so you can actually still feel the elements around, you know, through it. It's like an overlay that you begin to perceive, but that it doesn't really hinder you from experiencing the elements that you find yourself in this guided meditation. But the pyramid energy amplifies things, helps you bring things to clarity and to healing. And because of that, we wanted the pyramid energy here with us. Wherever you find yourself, standing on a shore somewhere, I want you to gaze out over the ocean and notice, is it choppy or is it soft and smooth and mellow? Are there giant waves coming in or are they gentle waves? As you notice the ocean, I want you to start sensing as if you're communing with it, gazing upon it with love and affinity, camaraderie with the ocean. I want you to take a beam of light from your heart, and I want you to send it with love out to a spot in the ocean, whatever that may be. And I want you to see where it hits the ocean, that beam of light. I want you to see the ocean itself begin to light up in that space. As the gold and white light hits the ocean, I want you to see it lighter in that location, and like golden sparkles are happening there. And I want you to see that spread wider and wider. It gets bigger and bigger, that spotlight. And the light doesn't just go out horizontally. It also is lighting up underneath. So this light is expanding in the ocean. This healing, loving energy that's coming down through this column of light down to you. You're sending it out to the ocean through your heart. Golden white light of healing vibration, harmony, balance, love, joy, freedom. This energy assists the ocean and all the waterways of the earth in being purified and coming back into harmony and truth and the divine blueprint of what the water is supposed to be here. What it's supposed to be without all the toxicity, without all the chemicals, without what's happening at that nuclear reactor in Japan that continues to spill toxic chemicals into the ocean. Beyond all of that, beyond the sewage and waste that humanity puts in it, and the garbage that collects miles at a time, what humans in their unconsciousness have caused, the disruption, the distortion, and the harm that comes because of our neglect as a species. With this golden light, we are fixing those issues. We are balancing and harmonizing and clearing the energy and making it more pristine, more pure, more beautiful, more full of life and life force and chi and this energy of vibrant health and well-being for all of the ocean and all of the creatures in the ocean, the plant life, the animal life, the little one-celled creatures, all the beings there. We are assisting, this light is assisting in improving the condition, bringing it back into harmony and truth. Coming down in this column of light to us that we then send to the ocean, we bring in joy. We bring in love. We bring in light, divine light. Healing power of coordination and cooperation, co-creation with the divine, and coming back into pristine harmony with all of nature and all of life. That this beautiful blue marble in the sky that we are becomes once again beautiful and vibrant and alive. That all the places, as we look at it, let's go up and hover over and look down on the ocean. We rise above, holding hands, if you will, as if you've seen people falling out of airplanes where they hold hands and they laugh. We can hover that way. Safely, we're not falling to the earth, we're just hovering above. But as we look down and as we see the places on the ocean floor, on the ocean top surface, and we see the places that are dark, just like you look at a person's aura and you see a brown spot or a dark energy, with our own eyes we can see the places where the waste, where the oil spills have happened and where the garbage is collecting. We want to focus on those places and we want to see them restored, see all of that stuff just amazingly, miraculously spontaneously, quickly, just begin to dissolve into nothingness, into little golden sparkles. Where once there was a giant, icky brown spot, now it just begins to dissolve and dissipate, and now it becomes beautiful, beautiful blue. Whatever the surrounding water looks like, that's what this area looks like now. So I want you to travel around and look around the waterways, around the earth, and find those locations and send that love, send that light. You can send it through your heart, as we were doing before, or you can send it through your eyes as you gaze on these things, see that light being lit up from the vision that you have, from your own vision, where your light is beams of light causing dissipation in these areas that need work on the waterways. And if you want to go lower, you know, some of us will want to hover way, way above and see the ocean and see the whole planet as a smaller thing that we can see all of, or at least the section we're from the angle that we're looking on. But others of us who are more fairy-like will want to go closer to the water and will want to fly up the tributaries and look at the rivers and the streams, look at the bays where the rivers meet the ocean. And in those locations, we'll want to clean up things. We'll want to see things, and we'll want to send love and light there. And as we're doing this work, as we're playing, because we can as humans in our etheric body, I want us to connect in with that overlighting deva of the water of all of the planet. And I want us to request and create a relationship with that being. And I want us to address that being and say, how can we work more in harmony? How can we help there be more love and more harmony and more light between humanity and between the waterways, so that these more violent storms and this disruptive, disharmonious, discordant, almost violent energy doesn't have to get to that level of strength for us to notice? What do we have to do? What can we do vibrationally? What can we do in our actions? And so as we create this bond, this communication, and open this link and connection to this overlighting being of the waterways and the water of the planet, I'm going to be quiet for a moment, and I want you to have a conversation, if that's possible for you, if you're clairaudient and you hear, or you see, or you sense. I want you to ask, what can I do vibrationally? What kind of color or sound or ritual can I do that will be of assistance? And what can I do in my human form, in my day-to-day activities, to make a difference for the oceans, for the waterways, for all the water molecules on the planet? So do that now, and I'll come back in a few minutes to complete this. Now I I'm going to bring you back into this moment again, and I want us to thank the overlighting Deva of all the water on planet Earth. I want you to remember that every element, every waterway, every ocean, every river, every stream, every pond, all of them have an overlighting Deva. And so wherever you are, I want you to take a few moments, not right now, but when you get a chance. And I want you to go into meditation, and I want you to create a relationship with the overlighting Deva of the waterways that are near you. Become a custodian, a collaborator, working in harmony with nature, assisting in human form the elementals and the overlighting Devas of where you are. You know, help where you are. See and ask what colors, what sounds, what actions can be taken. Sometimes I'm guided to take crystals and place them near trees. Sometimes I'm guided to tie ribbons around things in my own home. There's no wrong answer. Energies shift because of color, because of intention, because of vibrational objects. Sometimes it's to sing a song. Sometimes it's to create a tone. Sometimes it's to bring in a particular color or sound. And so trust whatever it is that you receive and do this on some frequency. What I just got for us to imagine is a milky mint green color coating the whole of the ocean. Milky mint green is the most soothing, healing color I've ever discovered, and it was actually studied extensively by, in research formally done for some very elaborate studies. So milky mint green for human psyche, but also, for the planet, is a very soothing, nurturing color. It provides healing, and anything that is irritated, anything that is swollen with friction or hot and irritated, that energy can be soothed and healed and cooled down with this milky mint green color. So we're going to do that with the ocean, allowing them to be more calm. So let's just flood, and I say that with energy and light, the areas of Houston and the areas that Mary mentioned in Sarasota and these places that we've heard about in Asia and even the places we haven't heard about, all the places that are flooding where there have been these chaotic, intense energies and water experiences of violent water. Let's send cooling, healing, soothing mint green into all those locations. And don't just see it on the surface. Let it go down in to soothe and heal and calm the waters. And then we also think of the color of dolphins. They contain the platinum ray. I work with the platinum ray a lot, and we bring in the platinum ray. Platinum is a mixture of gold and silver. It actually looks a lot like silver. So we're going to just bathe all the waterways with that ray. See that color touching the surface and then going down in, because the platinum ray brings with harmony, grace, and joy. So see that energy bathing the whole planet, and particularly the waterways. And while you're at it, see it bathing you as well, helping you to come into center and balance and peace within yourself and between yourself and your environment and the people around you and the earth, coming back into that place of harmony and peace will assist you in being better and of greater service to the planet and to the water. And now I want you to feel your feet again. Imagine once again that you're on the shore, but I want you to start maybe wiggling your feet, because I want you to start coming back into your body, into now. So first imagine that you're back on the beach, the shore, wherever you were, And then slowly wiggling your toes and your fingers and maybe gently stretching your neck and moving your head around slightly, I want you to feel yourself back in your body. Remember what room you're actually in. Remember the time and space that here we are on the phone, all connected together. Remember that column of light that's coming down. We're going to see that gently recede up back into the heavens. We're going to see the pyramid just dissolve around you. We're going to thank the brotherhood and sisterhood of light, all of the color rays who came in globally for all of us and also individually as some of you saw and sensed colors. We thank the water elementals, the overlighting deva of the oceans and all the waterways and all the water elements of the earth, the dolphin angels, the whales, the dolphins, the guides and higher selves of each of us. And I also thank each of you for being here and for participating, being a human, but also an ambassador, representative of humanity, participating as a collaborator and co-creator with nature and with the universe, playing a larger role in this moment. And remember, you can do this not just with a collective, even though it's amplified and much more powerful when you do it with a group, but you can also do this on your own in your daily meditation. You can take these actions and make these changes. And as we each do that together, we do make a very, very positive difference. Thank you again, and namaste.
Wow, thank you, Takara. That was beautiful. And I love that you brought in the Devic energy and gave everybody a way to use that, you know, in their own areas. I think that's really, really powerful.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And you know what? What I think I would like to just spend just a few minutes, since we are all together here, focusing a little more on the Houston area. So if we could just all bring to mind all those pictures of the flooded neighborhoods and fields and rivers and reservoirs, and let's see that water flowing incredibly fast out to the Gulf. Let's just see it leaving those neighborhoods. Hold that vision of that water just miraculously moving swiftly out of those areas, evaporating, disappearing as quickly as possible so that things can start to get back to the way they should. So again, just direct your energy and see all that water leaving that area, heading into a much better place. And let's also together for a moment, let's send love and gratitude for the water. I know there's been a lot of negative energy being sort of sent to water right now, especially the water around Houston. So let's thank it for its life-giving forces, for everything it does for us, and to let it know that we understand it. It did not mean to be harmful. you. And let's hold Houston and the people of Houston and the surrounding areas in our hearts for a moment. Let's send love to all of those people that have been affected by this event. See a beautiful golden light around the entire area, and let's hold the vision of everything returning to normal and things back as they should be. Thank you. So come back into your bodies. Anybody want to share anything with Takara about any experiences you had during the meditation? If you do, please star 6 and state your name.
This is Muriel. Thank you so much, Takara, for the meditation and for your energy. You have the field of your energy is just superlative. So there's that. I wanted to share, I live by the river where the river meets the ocean, and I work in it every day, which is my great privilege. And one thing I've become really, really aware of, keenly aware of, especially with all these storms that come up this time of year, and living in an area of the country where we get those storms, and it's working in collaboration with the water, and preferably while you're either in the water actually or in your mind's eye or in your etheric experience, but working with the clouds and the sky and also the birds, that there's something about collaboration between the water and the sky and the clouds and the birds that I personally am just very, very energized by currently. It's just got a lot of juice, so I pass that on for what it's worth. And the other thing, and I did go through this in the meditation today, was the Pink River, Amazon River dolphins are in great jeopardy. Their numbers are vastly reduced. And they're such unique beings. I mean, all the cetaceans are wonderful, but these particular dolphins are just so unique. And I would just hate for them to be gone. So in the meditation, I asked the overriding Deva, you know, what could we do for them? And what she suggested was, if you're so inclined, to go be inside of them with your etheric body. And while you're in their body, beam your radiance out to the people that are causing the problems for these dolphins. And so I did that, and I could. It was a very unique experience. So for those of you interested in those particular dolphins, I thought I would share that. So thank you again, Takara.
You're very, very welcome. As soon as you started talking about the pink dolphins and emanating from within them, you know, going within and looking through their eyes and beaming out, I instantly thought of Taiji, because, you know, the slaughters in Taiji just started. They start today, September 1st. And I'm thinking, let's do the same thing there.
Absolutely.
Go into the and beam that out. It was just like that's instantly where my heart went. So thank you for that beautiful visual.
Well, and I live on Tybee, and I so am aware of Tybee and Taiji. You know, here we have wonderful dolphins that live wild and free, and in Taiji, you know, their relatives are in great jeopardy. And so I've always felt that link, Tybee and Taiji.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Takara, do you want to lead us in a little thing to Taiji quickly while we're here together?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? We're all here. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so everyone close your eyes for a moment. This is really, really simple for water signs because we leave our body easily, but for the rest of you, maybe air signs too, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you've never shapeshifted, if you've never allowed yourself to kind of go into another animal, it's a really empowering process, actually. So what we're going to do is just, once again, let's all pretend that we're up on a cliff hiding. You know how Sea Shepherd goes up there and they, like, look through the trees and they try to see what's happening? We're going to pretend like we're all up there with the Sea Shepherd people. And then what we're going to do is we are just going to see yourself diving into the ocean at Taiji, Japan. And you're going to have to go way out in the ocean because our hope is that there's no dolphins in the cove. That's our hope. So we want to go out and find all of the dolphins in the area. And they even do some whales. But we want to find all the dolphins. I don't even know how many miles out we need to go. But go out as far as you can and find the dolphins in every part of that part of the world. And just imagine yourself going into one. So here you are, a dolphin swimming in a pod of dolphins, frolicking and playing, and your mom is there, and your baby's there, and you're maybe fishing, or you're diving deep, or, I don't know, you could be making love to another dolphin. You could do the things the dolphins do, whatever you find yourself doing. And in that moment, I want you to see through their eyes. When you look to one side, you see more dolphins. When you look, you know, when you dive down, you see the ocean. When you leap out of the water, you see the clouds and the sky and the horizon. And just imagine yourself doing that. So once you get that sensation within your own body, I want you, along with the whole pod, to face Taiji and send beaming, loving light, beautiful, beautiful, powerful love. In whatever color you see, possibly the rainbow, I get yes. We're going to send beautiful rainbow energy. All the colors of the spectrum sent with love and beam it at Taiji and beam it at those boats and those fishermen, those hunters. Beam it toward the pens where they hold the dolphins. And the real beaming that really needs to happen is toward the hearts of the men for whom this is their job, their livelihood. Send this loving, healing energy to the entire space. Send a little love and gratitude to Sea Shepherd that's there. You know, that's quite a job and a mantle to take up. So send them love and gratitude. And send love to all of the hunters. And to the dolphins themselves in this pod that you're with, let them know that they should try to swim free, that they should steer clear of that bay and location. And we thank them for who they are. and, you know, just give your love to the dolphin that you've entered and say thank you for the opportunity. And that we love you and we love who you are and we love your presence. And we really wish for you to remain here with us on this planet and not leave through entering that bay. And now gently pull yourself back out of the dolphin, waving as you go, and come back into your body, feeling the love and gratitude you have in your heart for that moment that you got to share merging with the dolphin consciousness. And once again, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Move your head around a little bit so you feel like you're in your body. You might want to see yourself like a tree and send some roots down in the earth and really feel yourself grounding. Send some love energy down into the earth that actually helps to feel more grounded by sending energy down those roots. And when you feel ready and you can, open your eyes and just know that you have actually just done that and it's real. And thank you for that opportunity. That one brought me tears. The first one brought me huge amounts of energy. The second one brought me tears.
That was beautiful, and somehow it felt really important. I'd forgotten that it's that time.
Starts today.
When you
Every
brought
September
it up, I thought, oh, we can't let this opportunity go by. We're here right. together. Let's do right. it. So thank you so much for that. That was a wonderful addition that I hadn't thought of or anticipated for today.
Right.
But it felt really, really important. And I love the way you did it, Takara. So it was beautiful. Yeah. So
I have to share. You know what a turducken is?
Yes.
No. Well, what is that?
A turducken is it's like a chicken and a turkey and a. It's got three critters inside each.
So it's
other.
A hybrid of some sort.
They actually put these three creatures inside each other for, you know, a meal. So it's called a turducken. It's turkey, duck, and chicken, which I would never touch with a 10-foot pole. But when I went into the dolphin at Tai Chi, I was still inside the pink Amazon dolphin. And so it was me inside the Amazon dolphin inside the other dolphin.
Wow.
Which I didn't, you know, wasn't intending. It just, apparently I hadn't gotten out of the first one yet.
That's powerful.
Yeah, it was a surprise. And it was very, you know, I'm going to ponder it because there was, something about it that I want to know more about, so I'll go back.
That's very interesting, Muriel. Yeah, it's like your energy was merged with the pink dolphin, and they came to assist the dolphins in Japan.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting thought. Not something that had occurred to me to try sometime, but we certainly could do that. You know, if you have a really healthy population of cetaceans, that mm-hmm. are willing to help you work with a population that's not healthy, why
right.
not? Why not do it that way, the turducken way?
Right. Right. That's so funny. Well, the guided meditation I do at spring equinox and fall equinox, we first send energy to the oceans, you know, and to the dolphins and whales in the ocean. And then we send from there, from the dolphins and whales in the ocean, we send the healing energy to the ones in captivity. So it's kind of the same idea, but this is taking it even further where you're going inside.
Right.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Well, these are highways we have access to, and the cetaceans probably, you know how to do this already, but mm-hmm. we're just getting with the program.
That's right.
But they love to play this way. They love, love to play this way.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to say something to Takara before we sign off? Star 6. Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everybody, and we're going to have our chaotic goodbye. And I want to, again, thank Takara so much for this beautiful meditation and practices that we did today. And I hope to have you back again next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So hold on, I'm going to unmute everybody, and then we'll all say goodbye.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye.
Go in love. Bye.
Hold the vision.
Bye.